Foresight is 2021. Because what was 2020? Hindsight, you get it? Bill, do you get that? Wilma, would you explain that to Bill, please? Hindsight is 2020. That's what we looked at last week, looking back, remembering to forget. But foresight is 2021, and always appropriate to look forward to a new year. Little humor, you maybe can't see that too well. Foresight, some guys going on a raft off of a waterfall. Those who say it cannot be done should not interrupt those busy proving them right. In fact, I don't know, for those of you in the military, in the Air Force at least, we had all these inspirational pictures, you know, courage and sacrifice. And so there's a website that comes up with these anti-positive message. So this is foresight, not in the positive sense, but anyway. So it seemed like a good idea at the time, probably, right? But when we read Scripture, it begins the very first words, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Creation, the perfection of God's creation. But then by chapter 3, Houston, we have a problem, the fall. And so creation, fall, and then the rest of the story of the Bible up till the end is about redemption. And it began in a garden, the Garden of Eden. And ever since then, mankind, apart from Christ a lot of times, are searching for, trying to get back to the garden. Was it Steinbeck, east of Eden, but just all the ways that we, humanity in general, tries to get back to what we lost in the fall. One of my professors called it scrambling. We've been scrambling ever since in the midst of a fallen world. And when it comes to products and things that encourage us to do those things, in fact, the bowl season, I enjoy college football, some good games on here, and a lot of these bowl games, you know, it used to be the Rose Bowl, now it's the invest your money wisely in the Bank of the Royal Bank of Scotland commemorative Rose Bowl. I mean, they're just nothing but big advertisements, and you gotta love commercials, you know, marketing, because there's always more, right? I mean, I wanted a set of knives that I could cut through a brick and then still slice through a tomato. And it's guaranteed for life. But wait, there's more. They'll send me another one. Well, wait a minute, why do I need two if the first one's going to last forever? And so some of the silly things that we use that embed our lives, well, looking forward, obviously there's always hope, and that lasts about a week, right? The diets, things like that. One of those ones, I get a kick out of this. How many of you remember New Coke? That was a good idea, wasn't it? That one very quickly disappeared. But creation, looking forward, but then the old products. And that's what we looked at last week. And just in our lives, our old self, this time of year, you know, diets. We're worried about diets. Or old habits, old relationships, old reputations, old jobs, old hope. And that was especially in 2020 this year, seemed to be you know, definitely one of those years we want to forget. And so hindsight is 2020, but looking forward to the new is something that we as Christians of all people ought to be able to do and recognize and truly have hope. So from old to new, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 to 6. But even if our gospel is veiled, Paul says, it is veiled, can't see it, to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so as we sang some of those messages, that message of the light of the gospel, God who created, caused light, let there be light, that same power has shown light into our hearts as Christians, a recreation, a regeneration in our lives. So for us, it starts with that foundation. In Ezekiel 36, 26, some familiar passage. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. So a new heart. And those of you that have been here during the adult Bible study, the Ten Commandments, God's laws are not just written on tablets of stone. They are written on our heart. And we, as Christians, have a new heart for, as new creations, for this new year in particular moving forward. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, our text, just a few verses. 2 Corinthians 5, beginning in verse 17, where Paul is talking about our reconciliation and a message, a new message, and he bases it on the fact that we are new people. Verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself, not imputing or reckoning their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Reconciliation, you saw that word a bunch, but new, a new beginning. We are a new creation. So that diet, I don't know how long it'll last, if any of you are even worried about diets. But, new beginning, new creation. It's always good to be able to look forward for something. But the new relationships, we are new people, new men, new women. Because, like in Paul says in Ephesians, clothes, that being clothed in Christ's righteousness. We have new garments, new clothes that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Ephesians 4:22. Colossians 3:9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. And so in Christ, that old garments, almost like getting rid of the filthy garments and putting on our new 2021 outfits, radiating the glory of Christ. It's not our righteousness, it's his righteousness. But we have a new job. I mentioned the diets, jobs, old, sometimes things that may be in the past. But we have new responsibilities. That reconciliation, one of those big words, I think this last year several months ago, big words from a big God. But what does reconciliation mean? Well, in the biblical sense, we need to be made right with God. He never went anywhere, but our sin has separated us from us. We need to be reconciled. And so, Paul, how many times in that passage did we see that word? And we are to be ambassadors for Christ. We are to be telling the song to the nation, going forth and telling folks about this relationship they can have in Christ Jesus. A new commandment then, like Jesus told his disciples in John 13:34, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And so there's our family responsibility, that new commandment, and that love that in a world that, you just think of the darkness of the world, love, and especially proper biblical understanding of love, is something we can reflect. What a responsibility and a privilege for us. But also we have a new name, our reputations. From last year, who knows what happened in your life, but a new name in the book of Revelation, to one of the churches. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. We are new creatures. We have a new name, a new reputation, once again in Christ. This is our status, and I'm preaching to the choir here, but this is the advantage we have looking forward. It is something that can be shared with the world. Because then also we freedom from habits. You know, New Year's resolution, sometimes, well, I'm going to stop eating too much bacon. No, I didn't say that. But, you know, we have all these habits, and sometimes, and a lot of them are not bacon, getting rid of bacon, but other ones that are good to get rid of freedom. And so, for example, Paul says in Romans 6, knowing this, that our old man, our sinful man, was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. So freedom, the hope that we have in Christ is something the world doesn't understand, and they are desperate for and crying out for, and they don't even know it a lot of times. But then also our hope, we talk a lot about hope that ultimately is in Christ and that new future, like I read in Titus chapter 2, that blessed hope and glorious appearing, epiphany of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know when Jesus is going to come back. I hope he comes back in 2021. But folks, that's a hope we can have. And so the old man, the old products, the new and improved, you know, everything's new and improved. Folks, we truly are and can be a new and improved people in this coming year. Fallen world, creation, fall, what Christ has done, the reconciliation. If you've read the end of the book, we know that there's a re-creation from garden to garden. I like that picture, from dust to glory, as one man said, but from Garden of Eden to the Garden of Heaven. Hear these hopeful words in Revelation 21, and thinking back on what's happened in our lives, different aspects and hurts and disappointments. Revelation 21, verses 1 to 3. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And then next chapter in Revelation 22, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each one tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be upon their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They shall need no lamp, nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. What a great picture of new, the tree of life. Adam and Eve, us in Adam and Eve, failed by going for the wrong fruit in the Garden of Eden. But the tree of life in all eternity at the end with the presence of God. What a picture. And earlier in Revelation, and with that new creation comes a new song. New song, we sang some new songs. Revelation 5, 9, and they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll, talking about the Lamb, and to open its seals. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. That's the message we have for the nation. Our role in this little church family here in Lake George, Colorado. Looking forward to that re-creation. We have a song for the nations. And then moving towards, and why is that ultimately then the new covenant, God's covenant? He is faithful even when we are faithless. But that new covenant, Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. And I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. From the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more. God remembers. You know, try to figure this one out, right? Wrap your brain around this. God remembers to forget our sin because of the new covenant, which ultimately is in the work of Jesus Christ, the Eucharist, the good grace, the communion, the Lord's Supper, instituted by Christ with his disciples there the night he was betrayed. And that grace, it's not because we deserve it. It was freely, freely given. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. And so that is what Jesus Christ has done. The hope that we have for a new year as continuing new creations. What a message that we can participate in now. So would you please stand with me? We'll say the Apostles' Creed.